When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Frank Caliendo plus tomatoes, self-amputation, and Donnie Baker. Right after a smoke break.
It's new on the Bob and Tom Television Network. From the producers of Prison Break, Bob Kilvoyan stars as a man who is on the edge.
I can't take it anymore, Christy. I've got to get out of here.
But Bob, you know there's no way out. Where will you go? What will you do?
I'll do what I have to. Look under my shirt. I have a tattoo of the entire floor plan of this building. All I have to do is access the steam tunnel from the broom closet here, then directly across the hall from this broadcast studio here. Then I follow it to the south end of the building where there's a...
Bob, the map stops there.
Shut up, chick. Christy, quick, take off your clothes. That's better. Christy, I took the liberty of tattooing the rest of the floor plans on your lovely breasts. Thanks. You're a lifesaver. And by the way, nice rack.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob, that line down here, it looks like it's another access tunnel.
No, chick, that's where babies come from. Ooh. Okay, see that? There's a vent to the outside along the south side wall here. If I can make it there, I'm home free.
Bob, do you think you can make it there and back during the commercials?
That's a chance I'm going to have to take.
From the producers of Prison Break, it's Bob Kilvoyan in Smoke Break. When a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Smoke Break. Coming to the Bob and Tom Television Network. Enjoy it for about 10 minutes every 2 hours, Monday through Friday. And please, people, remember to clock out. We've noticed that smoke break lasts longer when the weather is nice outside.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Frank Caliendo is our special guest. So is Pat Godwin over there. Well, here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, we are also being greeted by the very, very tall, tan, and totally together Chick McGee.
Hi!
Let me see. Tall, tan, totally together. Yeah. Two out of three.
I've been married three times, so I'm not as tall as I used to be.
I was going for together.
You'll know,
together.
Frank.
I was going for together. We'll leave it right there.
Okey-dokey.
There's Josh Arnold, who's Josh's birthday week.
Yes.
As part of the celebration today on the show, we are doing a pancake breakfast.
And guess what?
What?
I have been told by the pancake chef that only I can decide who gets pancakes this morning. Well, so I will not abuse this power, but I will be responsible with it. And,
good.
Well, if you'd like to get your presents tomorrow and your cake tomorrow, I better be getting some pancakes.
Well, we'll see.
We have a very nice...
I cannot be bribed.
Oh, I'm so excited about the present I got.
Still just a cake, though, right? No cake and pie?
It's just a cake, but no, there's also a present. I haven't wrapped it yet. It's hidden somewhere. I won't even say where it's hidden.
You know, it's kind of become an unspoken thing. Christy can back me up on this. We don't get each other birthday presents in the three
all
decades
sudden,
we've been together.
All
and
of
now,
sudden, Josh
all of a sudden,
is the golden boy.
Dickhead. I mean, Josh is here.
That's right.
Yeah, he's
I look
like,
forward
oh,
to receiving
presents.
All of your gifts.
And when you do get us gifts, they're 6 months late, and we don't even remember what they're for.
Oh, don't get me started on my Mother's Day gift.
See?
Tom, I already appreciate my birthday gift. Thank you very much.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Your Mother's Day gift didn't get here in time?
It may be a couple more months.
A couple more months?
Okay, nothing takes a couple months anymore.
This takes a couple months.
What are you doing?
It's more complicated than
an
I thought it was going to be.
Engraving? Embroidering?
I can't say. I don't want to give it away.
Pressing a diamond?
Sometimes things take time.
All right.
Let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey, welcome back, Chick.
Thank you, Donnie.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about Sting making a comeback in Vegas.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it was this starting next week. It's next year. They just announced it. I can't believe it. I got this thing on my – this thing shows up on my computer. Oh, right. Hey, there's Sting. I love Sting. Click on it. Oh, he's starting a great thing in L.A. Las Vegas. I'm going. And then
– I hope he makes it. How old is him? My mom, Phyllis, to this day gets him confused with Billy Idol. How old is Sting?
Sting is 60. He's not that old.
Well, only so many people can pull off a verb like that for a name, like Sting, Slasher, Pink. Swear to God.
You know, you're right, Donnie. I can't help
but see staring, Christy. Christy, if pink ain't a verb, then you might want to change your diddle finger. So don't judge me. Or even if he sucks now, I'll say it like this. He's still got to be better than the so-called talent show I went to with my little niece Haley last night.
Oh, yeah. God.
You guys know Haley, right?
Sure.
She's laying the horses. Always playing in the yard in her sock feet. Real rustic.
Really?
She's Cindy's kid with an S. I'll say it like this. The fact they even called it a talent show is a bit of a stretch.
Uh-huh.
And it was my old high school, you know, which was weird. Walking in there after all them years, to this day, that gymnasium still smells like bare feet and failure.
Oh,
pretty God. And some things ain't changed a bit, but then I noticed how much easier kids got it now.
Yep.
Like, there's no more ropes in the gym. You guys notice gyms ain't got ropes in them anymore.
I haven't noticed that.
Really?
Back when I was in school, Tom, every gym had a rope in it.
Sure.
State law.
Yeah, to climb it up.
Yep.
Yep, and back then you had to climb the rope to the top of the rafters, remember, and touch metal with your headgear just to graduate.
Sure.
Even the girls had to do it. And you girls, Christy, couldn't get out of it like the pool, lying to the coach about how it's Shark Week again. I wouldn't pay for that. Angel Skinner used to lie to Coach Phillips' face. There's no way she's oscillating that much. She never once took a dip.
Oscillating?
But back then, you had to climb the rope. I remember this one chick who was a bit butch, but still pretty in the face. Sherry something. Scotty Winkler used to hit it. She drove that Dotson, had four on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she got to the top of the rope wearing corduroys. She looked down and panicked, and when she slid between the cords and her thunder thighs, she damn near started a grease fire. Swear to God, man. They made us all sit in a tornado drill position until she got off the mat. Looked more like a drip pan. But now, kids ain't got to climb the rope or do none of that Navy SEAL stuff. You know, they get to do talent shows like this. And even it sucked because everybody got to do something. There was no tryouts. Everybody got to do. It was like being at a bad karaoke night, but without the booze and fried pickles to make it bearable.
Uh-huh.
And Haley got cold feet and didn't want to sing by herself. Then some little hood rat comes up and asks her to sing Purple Rain with him. You know, which sucked because, first off, that ain't a duet. And now my niece thinks she's Apollonia. So, by the way, that movie was so fake. If learning three chords, rocking a jerry curl with a cummerbund had that much pull, our entire drama club wouldn't have been all virgins.
Bye, Donnie.
Well, thank you, Donnie. Apollonia.
Apollonia.
Haven't thought of Apollonia in a while. Well, thank you very much. We have comedian Frank Caliendo hanging out with us. Christy, we've got a couple news stories I wanted you to dip your toes into. What's over there?
Well, I don't want to keep Chick on the edge of his seat much longer.
Yes, let me hear it.
Scientists have determined why store-bought tomatoes often taste bland and have developed a genetic database that could lead to better-tasting tomatoes.
Okay.
Researchers found 4,873 new genes in tomatoes and have actually identified a rare gene that can make them taste better.
Isn't this great? Aren't you tired of removing the tomatoes from your burgers?
You know, no, I'm happy Frank's here to see this insanity.
That excitement, that just the tone of your voice, and it's great.
I know.
Like, holy cow, that's the most excited you've been the entire show.
This is part of the problem with America. It's you do everything all the time. There's no seasonality anymore, and people expect it. So that's where you start getting generic tomatoes that taste like styrofoam because it has to have a tomato all the time. But now if they can start making some of these manufactured tomatoes taste better, I'm all for it. I mean, the closest most kids come to eating a real tomato is ketchup, which is...
delicious.
Yeah, but it's all sugar. So...
And the problem?
You know what Willie Concarney says.
Oh, no, what does he say?
Now a store-bought tomato can be a tasty tomato. Not taste like a stale potato. A delicious tomato. One ton tomato.
Whoa.
One ton tomato.
That's all I got.
Oh, thank you, Willie.
Willie, hello.
Great to see you.
See you later, everybody.
If they can make a tomato that won't make your sandwich all soggy, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to have the lettuce as a barrier.
Yeah, you got to build the sandwich correctly.
A good BLT.
Sure.
But you know what I'm saying? We're settling for crappy tomatoes. Frank, you like a good tomato.
Yes. We're going to make tomatoes great again. That's what's going to happen. Unbelievable.
I mean, the only reason
that's why the red hat?
A lot of orange tomatoes. Yeah. We're going to make them red like the top. We're going to get away from the face and up to the hat.
I mean, there is a certain time of year when you can take a tomato and it's like eating.
Oh, you can eat like
delicious,
an apple.
Yeah, it's
oh.
like a steak.
Oh, dude, a nice beefsteak tomato.
See what I'm saying?
Red salt.
We've just lost the seasonality to everything. It's just everything has to be the same. It's wrong. I'm just saying.
You're the one who wants these tomatoes to taste the same all year long.
It's because I believe in science, Christy.
Science.
But you're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I want my tomatoes to taste great all year long.
Well, you just
so what? What Tom is saying is if we're not going to be seasonal about it, at least make the year long ones good.
But he just said we all expect everything to taste good
all the time. You know what, Christy? I 100% saw the same thing you did.
No, no.
Thank you.
Move here's,
on.
Here's the mistake you're making.
You're not going to win because...
Frank, Christy, no. you're trying to apply yeah. logic to something Tom said.
And we're not trying to get a better birthday present.
Well, so Frank,
understand
so Frank,
how this is working.
So, Frank, you're one of those guys, if you were a DJ, you'd play the song Schools Out year-round.
Well, it's a good song.
You can play it now because school's going to be out soon.
Yes. Oh, you could play now. So yes. May to yes, yeah. May and June. August.
What about on a snow day? Could you play Schools Out?
No.
Not really, because it's Schools Out for summer, not for snow day.
Yeah. This is why I don't like hearing Christmas music when it's not Christmas.
Yeah.
Really bothers me.
My wife has a little clock in our in our
bedroom
kitchen. In our
Did you dime
in, done. I'm out. No, that plays Christmas music all year round and it drives me crazy. I'm like, can't we
What?
On the hour, it plays a different Christmas
that's
song.
That's wrong.
Not yet, because for the season, you don't get into it. But also, the batteries were dying for a while.
Oh.
And then it just sounded like a creepy clock. Like, all of a sudden, somebody was going to jump out of a closet, like, get Killer Santa.
Christmas at David Lynch's house.
That's what it felt like.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
That's exactly what it was. And the lights flicker, and there's a knife missing.
Wouldn't that be a great scene in a horror movie? He opens the closet, here's the jingle bells.
I live it every day.
I feel like I'm going to be writing an essay. I knew Frank before he killed her.
We're close every day. I got to be honest with you. No, I love her to death.
He's just hoping that that thing.
You know, there's a fine line between love and...
Hate.
So, I don't want to say that.
So you guys are with me on this new scientific tomato?
No. Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I am.
You know.
It's getting to the point you open up a sandwich, you see the tomato. They had to feel bad about putting this tomato on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. They really did.
You open up the sandwich,
like
look at it, and goes in, you just throw it away.
Yeah.
I hope this one has the good genes.
So I'm not going to fight.
No, I'm just saying this is an important scientific breakthrough.
Okay.
The important breakthroughs in science, a lot of them never even make. There's some guy at some college down the street here. Oh, he happened to come up with something that's just saved millions of people's lives because he developed some strain of corn that won't be attacked.
Wait a second. There's a cure for cancer, but give me that tomato news. Let me hear about it.
But there isn't a cure for cancer today.
Not yet.
Ask Laura Branigan.
I am unplugging your computer. If you play that audio turn.
Go Blues tonight.
You wanted a tomato.
Genetically tomato.
We can thank Monsanto.
Whip it up. Come on. Whip it up. Pat, come on. You got enough notes.
And that's
that wasn't Pat. That was Willie Concarney.
What team is suffering through that?
St. Louis Blues, evidently.
Josh's team.
They're superstitious. Okay. They think that brings them victory. And they were right on Monday night.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to change gears a little bit, but we're talking about farming and tomatoes. And
yes.
A northeastern Nebraska farmer recovering after cutting off his own leg with a pocket knife
to save himself
from a piece of farm equipment he became caught in.
Well, gee, you got anything funny about that, Willie?
This is a badass guy. 63-year-old Kurt Kaser of Pender was unloading corn when he got out of his truck, accidentally stepped on the grain hopper opening. An auger in the hopper caught his leg, pulling it in, and you know that kind of is not a good thing.
Mangled it
up?
He
couldn't pull it out. He didn't have his cell phone. There was no one around to help.
Wow.
So he did what a badass will do.
Wow.
And sawed it off below the knee, crawled 150 feet to the nearest phone, was flown to a hospital, never lost consciousness.
This isn't that hard.
What? Are you kidding me?
Here's the deal.
Go, Josh. Go, baby.
His leg had already been like pretty much chewed up, so he was just cutting through soft, chewed up tissue. If this is, you know what I mean? That's easy.
I got two words for you. Femoral artery.
Hey, put a steak, cut a steak, all right?
Yeah.
And now put a steak in a blender and see if that's easier to cut. I guarantee it is.
You know what? You do bring up a good point.
No, you don't. And I have two words. No pancakes for you, mister.
Oh, no.
I am the decider.
He's in charge of the pancakes.
He is the decider.
And now what? You only get
mission accomplished.
Two pancakes instead of the stack of three you were going to have.
This guy is a super badass.
This guy is a super badass.
God, that would
keep it up. You'll just get one.
Super badasses don't step into augers.
He was released from
Really? Oh, really? Is that what we're going to hear now?
No, wait a minute.
Man.
God, I can't wait
you
to come in.
You clumsy oaf, you stepped in the auger.
Yeah, you're going to come in one day with a Band-Aid on because your screen door shut too hard.
I need the day off.
Hey, that hurt bad.
He told you that in confidence.
Yeah, and I had to slam it shut. There was a grasshopper on it. I was afraid.
See, those things are evil.
Kurt, you're a badass in my book. And
yeah, farmers work incredibly hard.
They do.
So
he has a new job now. He's works at IHOP.
Oh, God.
No, don't get my laugh. Don't even, don't.
IHOP. It fits right in with the pancakes.
Turducken.
Okay, fine.
But that's what do you tell a one-legged hitchhiker?
Hop in.
I don't think this guy, he was going to sue the machinery company, but he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, I know. I saw that coming. I'm not giving it a drum roll or anything.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing fun about this story. How about
he's
the guy?
Okay. He lived.
How about the guy?
A lot
that
of people don't live through that.
How did he stop the bleeding? He must have held the artery shut with his hand or something.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
When did you? Can
we have a fun story? Remember the guy that died? He was getting serviced by his tractor. He took the.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, wait a minute. This is a
hear
fun
what he just
story.
Said?
Serviced by his tractor.
What happened to the fun story? Remember the guy that died?
This guy's still alive.
What you just said.
No, seriously, the guy that he undid some part of his tractor and was having intimate relations with
the
it.
The sock part.
And it killed him, but at least that's got some comedy there.
No, I didn't do the
he
story.
He died doing what he loved.
I didn't do the story for the comedy. I did it because the guy's a badass and deserves to be celebrated.
Oh, I am reading
maybe
a little bit more about
this.
Maybe
you should give him a cake.
Yeah.
The officers on the scene said, how did you not see the auger? He said, I don't know. I'm stumped. He couldn't figure.
No, out. I am not giving you anything for that.
No pancakes, Tom. None!
Oh, you went from three to two to none!
Okay. All right.
You're going to watch me eat them?
So do we have a... I have a happy story, so a palate cleanser. Do you have the story about the ducklings being saved?
Oh.
It's a nice, sweet palate cleanser.
I had to did you... Right on the way home from work the other day, there was a little mama mallard with her baby ducks, and three people had to stop, and she kept changing lanes and didn't know where she wanted to go.
No, they're tiny. Now, if they had been geese, Chick McGee, walk me through this.
What would have happened?
Ducks, you stop. Geese?
I don't make any evasive. I don't take any evasive measures, and they know this.
Rule is you don't speed up.
I'm
you don't speed up.
You don't slow down. I'm not slowing down. I'm not swerving to hit them, but I'm not swerving to miss them. They know
it's
this.
Up to fate. They
Those
know
are it. Geese.
They know this.
No, this is a happy story with ducks.
Firefighters rescued 8 ducklings from a storm drain on the University of Connecticut campus. According to the school, bystanders walking near the chemistry building called the fire department after noticing a mommy duck and 2 of her ducklings crying outside the drain.
Crying?
Oh. Really?
They were quacking.
A firefighter was able to reach 6 of the 8 ducklings and bring them out. The other 2 had made their way down a drain pipe, and crews lured them over with a cord attached to a small dish filled with Rice Krispies.
Oh! See, there's a happy story.
The duck family was reunited and has been returned to a nearby lake.
Yeah. By the way, they never release the reports on these to the news when the ducks don't make it.
No.
Well, yeah.
That's not going to be a press release from the university.
I was telling my duck story yesterday. I didn't know that largemouth bass will eat a duckling.
They will. Yes.
Well, that's why they have large mouths, so they can fit the ducks in.
Right.
They will eat a duckling.
They'd eat you if they could.
Oh, yeah. Large mouth bass are evil, evil. I'm surprised they don't have teeth.
I had no idea.
Catfish, too, man. They'll eat whatever they can.
Oh, they sting you.
Wow.
Catfish. Wow.
Okay, but anyway.
They'll put anything in their mouth.
So these little duckies didn't drown?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know ducks could drown, by the way.
No, you hold them underwater long enough.
Oh,
jeez. A little, hazing, over a little duck hazing?
That's like finding out that a dog could lick its butt to death. I didn't know they could. Anyway, fun day with the Associated Press. A happy duck story.
That is sweet.
Palate cleanser. I feel very bad for the farmer who lost his leg. Sounds like a super badass dude. So.
All I'm saying is not that hard to cut into pre-chewed meat.
Okay, I have an idea. During this next break, I'm going to sever your carotid artery. I've got some crazy glue. We'll see how you...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.